have you seen everywhere there is to see in Connecticut? I'm guessing you haven't seen some of the places we'll talk about this morning with author Anastasia Mills Healy, who's written a book called 100 Things to Do in Connecticut Before You Die. And as you know, I travel a lot. I looked at the list. I've done 11 of these 100 things. She breaks a lot of new ground of places we should see in Connecticut. Stasha, good morning. Welcome back. Thanks for joining me this morning. What was the inspiration behind wanting to write this book?
Well, it's my personal mission to tell people that Connecticut is not a drive-by state. There is so much to see and do here, and I love shining a light on all the great things.
So how did you go about finding 100 things to do in Connecticut before you die? Did you drive around through all 169 towns and try to figure out what there is to do that's cool?
Well, I'm a career travel writer, and I live in Connecticut, so I have traveled a lot throughout the state, but I went back to a lot of places and I found a lot of new places as well through my research because I have certain knowledge. Everybody has certain interests that you know things and you know your region and you know, for me, it's culture and history. I love museums and so I'm a museum nerd. I can tell you all about the museum, but the sports and recreation, I didn't know as much. And so I did a lot of research traveling around, talking to people and online too, asking opinions. And I got a lot of great feedback.
Tell me more about the feedback. What have people been saying about this book?
Oh, people are, it's really resonating. It's a really handy resource to have. People are saying, I'm not just getting it for me. I'm getting it for when I have guests. I'm getting it for gifts for Christmas because everybody's always wondering, you know, what to do, you know, if I want some lobster, if I want to go out on the water, or if I want to do a hike, I don't know where to go. Again, you might know the areas right around you, but you might not know other parts of the state. And especially during the pandemic, we found that people, want to explore and need to explore their own backyard if you can't go, away. But even if you can go away, if you just have, a few hours and you want to do something new, you can find something that really appeals to you because the book is very wide-ranging.
You broke it down into 5 subcategories: food and drink, music and entertainment, sports and recreation, culture and history, and shopping and fashion. So let's start with the first one there, food and drink. Give me some ideas of places that I should go in Connecticut regarding food and drink before I die.
Well, one that I revisited recently is the Water's Edge Resort in Westbrook, and it's right on the water, and they have a buffet brunch. I love brunch, and I love buffets, and I love being on the water, so this place hits all the high notes for me. It's hard to find a buffet these days after, again, the pandemic. Buffets have gone the way of the Cro-Magnon, so I really enjoy that. You can do a clam bake, a classic New England clam bake at Sheffield Island. It's out of the Norwalk Seaport Association. You go out on an island where the lighthouse and they give you a whole clam bake. It's really fun. There are all the breweries, there. You got your brewery there. There are 125 breweries across the state, and there are wineries. Those are really fun to visit too. You get a little passport, and you can check off all the places you've been. Oysters, I just went to Shell and Bones again in New Haven. It was phenomenal, again, right on the water, so fresh, the seafood. You can pick your own produce across many seasons at a lot of places, but I point out Lyman Orchards. On and on and on, food and drink, yes.
Yeah, we do lobster, we do oysters well here in this state, and clam bakes as well. One that got my attention under food and drink, Stasha, was in Bridgewater, Connecticut, which is in Litchfield County. Indulge in heavily chocolate. Tell me more about that.
Yes. So we have a whole history of making our own chocolate in this state, and a lot of people don't really realize that. And it goes, back to the founding of the state. But today there are places like Bridgewater that has a number of different storefronts that you can go buy the chocolate. And you can also buy it online. But you can't sample it online. But you go into their stores and they're very open and willing for you to try the different chocolates, which I love. And their packaging is beautiful, and the chocolate is delicious. So I went to the one in Westport that's closest to me. I've also been to the one in Bridgewater, and there's one in Bristol. And it's really good. And there's also Fasha's chocolates that I give a little note to, because I've been there too, and that was delicious. Anyway, there's a lot of great chocolate in the state.
What are some of the key takeaways from this book?
That we should be proud to live in this state. A lot of, again, the whole drive-by thing makes me crazy. We are not drive-by. We should be very proud. We have a proud history. We have proud, be proud of our museums, be proud of our culture, our sports, with the Huskies, there's so much in sports, the Yard Goats. It goes on and on and on. The shopping, fashion, I found all these great places that are very Connecticut specific, like Woodbury Pewter. They make their own pewter on premises, and you can buy it right there at the store. It goes on and on and on. There's so much great things to do and see and activities and experiences. You can go hot air balloon. You can drive a race car. You can kayak through an archipelago, the Thimble Islands. Really, it goes on and on and on.
Well, I told you that I hit 11 things on your list of 100 things to do in Connecticut before you die. And obviously, one of them is under the category of sports and recreation. Cheer on the Huskies. I spent a lot of time in the colder months of the year at the University of Connecticut or traveling on the road. So I do that. And you touched on the Yard Goats. And tell me what else is on the category of sports and recreation.
Let's see. You can bike the Farmington Canal. You can, go to lake compounds or Quassy, the dinosaurs, so Rocky Hill, the state park, the dinosaur state park, but also there's you can walk among 50 life-size dinosaurs at Dinosaur Place in Oakdale. That place is so much fun. And I went when my kids were small, but I would love to go back, with a group of friends and just, be adults and walking around and take selfies with a brontosaurus. I mean, how much fun is that?
Well, one of the listed on here is hike across a covered bridge. What's the official count? How many covered bridges do we have in Connecticut? I think it's 3. How am I doing?
I don't know that offhand. I would have thought there was more than that, but let me think.
So which covered bridges are you suggesting? I've done the one in Cornwall. I've done Bulls Bridge. I've done the one, I can't remember, it's over the Salmon River down off Route 16 around Colchester. But which covered bridges did you have in mind?
Well, the one that I write about is Bulls Bridge in South Kent, and there's a whole trail that connects to the Appalachian Trail there. So you can do an easy walk, or you can do a more challenging walk, and there's that covered bridge. There's a river. You go along a river. There are waterfalls, a little gorge, an old power station. So that's a fun one. That's why I put it in there. But I've been to other ones. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head.
I think the one mentioned in Colchester is the Comstock Bridge. I believe that's what it is. I've been there as I head off to the airline trail, which is another big category in sports and recreation. We've got some wonderful rail trails, and you talked about the Farmington Canal. That's a rail trail as well. And you mentioned hot air ballooning. I've done that a number of times. It's an exhilarating sport. Where do you do hot air ballooning in Connecticut?
The one I write about is Air Blarney, and I believe they're in the Bethlehem area.
Well, I'll be checking that one out. You talked about the dinosaurs, the dinosaur place. And in the category of music and entertainment, what are some of the places I should do before I croak?
Well, I have a huge range. So from, seeing the next Bruce Springsteen at Toad's Place to chamber music festivals. I did not know this before I started researching this book, that we have not one but 2 world-renowned chamber music festivals in this state. Also, let's see, the Goodspeed Opera House, they have, it's not opera, it is musicals, and you can do the behind-the-scenes tour, which I did, and you can, stay and watch a musical, and many of them have gone to Broadway over the years. There's ballet, there's modern dance. Palabolas and Momix are headquartered in Washington State, not Washington State, but Washington, Connecticut. Jazz, there's, there are fairs for music and entertainment. Really, again, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah, a couple things on that list I have done. I've done a couple things with the Goodspeed Opera House, and one of the list, on items is open your mind to the art of puppetry in stores. We're really big with the Puppetry Museum and the BIMP up at the University of Connecticut and in stores. By the way, I looked it up, and according to Wikipedia, which is always right, it says as of 2021, there were 9 authentic covered bridges in the U.S. state of Connecticut. 3 of those are historic, and I believe those are the 3 that I mentioned, Kent, Bulls Bridge, and the Comstock Bridge. So that kind of puts a lid on that one. Are there things in this book, Stasha, that surprises people?
Oh, sure. Like one thing that surprised me was that the Great Gatsby was based in Connecticut, in Westport. F. Scott Fitzgerald and his wife Zelda honeymooned in Westport next to this mysterious millionaire with this huge house, and across the way there was another house with a dock that went to a green light, and this was an inspiration for Fitzgerald and the Great Gatsby. So that was interesting to me, and I you know, tell you how you can go about and do a walking tour and learn all about this. There's the Stonehenge in Woodbury that surprises people. So it's part of a sculpture park, an outdoor sculpture park called Hogpen Hill Farms, and it's private. But the owner lets it be open with tickets during certain times of the year, and it's phenomenal. It's 234 acres. There are several Stonehenge-like structures, as well as an Airstream trailer that's lifted up in the air 31 feet. Like crazy, interesting kind of a place to explore.
Great, great ideas. All right, so I mentioned the 5 subcategories in this book, and it seems like the one that has the most entries in the subcategory, culture and history. So, Stasha, give me a little culture this morning.
Yes, because, again, I mentioned that's where my real knowledge base is. So, culture, and well, first I want to give a shout-out to the Connecticut Art Trail, which is you can buy a pass to go to 24 museums in the state for $24. It's like the biggest bargain on the planet. So there are so many. Let's see. Well, all the Yale museums, they get overlooked sometimes with everything else going on in New Haven, but the Yale museums are free. And 2 of them are under construction. They're going to reopen bigger and better than ever. So that's the Peabody Museum, which is the Natural History Museum, so people can go back and see the dinosaurs and all of that. And then the Yale Museum of British Art, which has more British art than anywhere outside of the UK. So you can get your fill of Turner's and Gainsborough's and stuff. So I love those museums. Also, I mean, you have the Seaport, Mystic Seaport, the Lockwood Matthews Mansion, which was filmed in 2 of the Steppard Wives movies. That was the place where the women were made into robots. Let's see. There's Old Newgate Prison. That place is really fun and interesting, and that's a great place to go in the summer because it's underground. It's a former copper mine, believe it or not, America's first prison. Have you been there? Do you know about this place?
No, I know it's up by Bradley, but I've never made the exit off of the interstate to get there.
It's so much fun. It's just so mind-boggling to think that America's first state prison is right in their own backyard, and it was a copper mine. They threw people underground and just walked away. It's a crazy story.
And under culture and history, you've also got a couple of listings that are from this part of the state. I just want to highlight the Prudence Crandall Museum, which is a captivating place to learn about what happened with Prudence Crandall here with the folks of Eastern Connecticut. And the other one you list here is Understand Why George Washington Was Not America's First President. Of course, that's in Scotland. Samuel Huntington technically was the first U.S. president, which the history books don't seem to mention. But those are 2 good stories here from Eastern Connecticut, Stasha.
Yes, and people don't know about Prudence Crandall, even though she's our state heroine, and Samuel Huntington was obviously such an informative character in early U.S. history. Nobody's ever heard of him, you know, even maybe in your neck of the woods, but other parts of the state, I go around talking, and people, you know, have never heard of him. So I'm trying to spread the word.
It's all right. I went to Trumbull High School, and when I was in Trumbull, Connecticut, I didn't know who Jonathan Trumbull was and that he was based in Lebanon, Connecticut, here in Eastern Connecticut, so I guess it's equal time for that. The 5th and final subcategory of 100 things to do in Connecticut before you die, shopping and fashion. Oh, Stasha, I'm a fashion maven. What do I got to know about that?
Well, I know you have to go get your evening gown for the Grammys, right? And so I have the right place for you, which is Christian Siriano Atelier in Westport. So he won Project Runway at the tender age of 21. So he's a wunderkind in the whole fashion world. And you can actually walk into his store in Westport and look at the beautiful gowns. He dresses Lady Gaga and, you know, the Kardashians. So that's something that's fun. It's not something I would do. I don't have the funds or the place to go. But like I mentioned Pewter before. Woodbury Pewter is a great place. Elephant's Trunk is a huge, huge flea market, which is really fun.
I think they're the biggest flea market in Connecticut out there in New Milford.
Yes, yes. And you can spend all day there, and literally anything you can think of you can find, because vendors just come from all over the place, and you never know what's going to be in their trunks, and so it's great. Antiques Marketplace in Putnam, I love Putnam. It's such a great place to spend an afternoon. There's Pandemonium Thrift Store, and that's in Deep River. And the proceeds from that go to support exotic animal rescue. And I'm the proud owner of an exotic bird. I have a conure. And so that mission is particularly close to my heart.
Wow. Stasha, can people make suggestions for places that are not included in this book? I mean, I would add the frogs on the Frog Bridge in Windham.
Yes. So there were things, obviously, that I had to leave out, and I'm so sorry about the frogs because I love them and put them on the cover of my other book, Secret Connecticut. But yes, people can absolutely recommend places. You can go to my website, and there's a form. I made a Google form, and people can recommend. And I have a monthly email newsletter about all things Connecticut, and I would be happy to put in people's suggestions in that to help get the word out that way. And I always I write about Connecticut for other places as well. Like I've written about Connecticut for Time Out and Business Insider, et cetera.
Stasha, you mentioned your website. What's that? And how do people get a copy of 100 Things to Do in Connecticut Before You Die?
My website is StashaMillsHealy.com. And you can get the book wherever books are sold. I also sell them on my website. I'll sign them for you. And you can also find me at a lot of presentations and book signings across the state. I'm going to be at the Barnes & Noble opening in Meriden on March 20th. I'm going to be at Aquila's Nest Vineyards on March 24th. At the Water's Edge Resort that I was telling you about that I love so much for brunch, I'll be there on April 7th. And Greenwich Historical Society on April 10th.
Well, it's a fun read. It was a fun chat this morning, Anastasia. Thank you very much, and good luck with 100 Things to Do in Connecticut Before You Die. I hope you live long enough to see them all.
Thanks, Wayne.
That's Anastasha Mills Healy, our guest this morning, the author on 14 WILI Willimantic and 95.3 FM.